And now a throwback to The Wire.
Guys who do that, the Blairs, the Glasses, the Kellys, they always start with something small. You know, just a little quote that they clean up. And then it's a whole anecdote. And pretty soon they're seeing some amazing shit. They're
the lucky ones. The fifth season of The Wire focused on the role of reporters and editors at a Baltimore newspaper. It's just one of the many portrayals of journalists in popular culture. USC journalism professor Joe Saltzman has spent years cataloging how journalists are depicted in movies, TV, books, and elsewhere. His research project, The Image of Journalists in Popular Culture, is a program of the Norman Lear Center. Saltzman has co-authored a new book called Heroes and Scoundrels. One of his students, Tina Gutierrez, discussed with him the concept behind the book.
What we tried to do with The Image of the Journalist in Popular Culture is to integrate that field of academic study into journalism studies, which includes chapters on history, professionalism, diversity, image, war. We brought in all of the films and television shows, novels, video games, commercials, anything involving popular culture, and the image of the journalist in those areas of popular culture into those chapter headings.
I saw that y'all also draw from comics, like you said, and novels. And so is that one way, and are there other ways that that differs from your past books?
Right. Most everything written about the image of the journalist in popular culture has been the image of the journalist in film. Lots of books. I've written one. My co-author, Matthew Ehrlich, wrote one. But the fact is, the image of journalists in television, for example, is much more influential because people watch television day in and day out. And when you have a TV series featuring a journalist, that image is there every week. And I think it's much more influential. So this is the first book that's ever been written on the image of the journalist in popular culture other than film, television, novels, fiction, plays, movies, Broadway musicals, comic books, comic strips, video games, all the aspects of popular culture we cover in this one book.
How were you perceived as a journalist, and does that have any influence on your work now about perceptions of journalists?
I have no idea how I am perceived as a journalist. But I do know that many journalists became journalists because of the images of the journalists they saw in the movies and on television and whatnot. I became a journalist because I loved Clark Kent and the Daily Planet and Perry White and Lois Lane. I figured what an exciting, wonderful life that would be, even without Superman. And a lot of female journalists I know became journalists because of the image of Lois Lane in the Superman comics and the image of Brenda Starr in the comic books and film and television and whatnot. So these images of the journalists have been very powerful images for people who became journalists in real life.
And so far in your findings, was there anything surprising?
One of the things you discover when you investigate the history of the image of the journalist is females do very well. The female journalist is very strong, very good, usually better than the male reporters, constantly fighting to prove herself as good or better than the male journalist. What's interesting about that is that it's one of the few professions where females really could hold their own. But ironically, in the last 5 minutes of the film or the last few minutes of the novel, few pages of the novel, the woman reverts back to the image that is expected of the woman in the 20th century, that of wanting to be a wife and a mother.
This is a hypothetical question. What if all of the portrayals in all those types of different books or Broadway shows or films were bad? What kind of effect would that have on society and the profession?
The public doesn't really know journalists. They never visit newsrooms. They don't go to a newspaper office or a broadcast studio or whatnot. The only way they really know anything about journalists is what they see in the movies, watch on television, read in novels. And so that image is extremely powerful because it conditions the way they feel about the people that bring them the news. And if it's negative, it's going to have a negative effect on democracy, on our country. Because if you don't trust the people that give you information, how do you make an informative decision?
And what is something you want your reader to take away by reading the book?
Well, I think anybody reading Heroes and Scoundrels will have a better idea of how images are constructed, what images there are of the journalist, how people of color are treated in the media and fiction, how females are treated, how all kinds of journalists, gay journalists, are treated, and how those images affect and influence us.
That was Joe Saltzman.